Apple detectives are bringing old apple varieties back to life. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Researchers at Washington State University have teamed up with an amateur apple detective to bring fruit varieties thought to be extinct back to life. Scientists with the WSU Department of Horticulture joined David Benscoter to take cuttings at an abandoned orchard that has survived for 125 years on the slopes of Steptoe Butte, a lone 3,600-foot mountain jutting above the rolling farmland of the Palouse. The team is grafting and growing the cuttings, preserving valuable traits so that someday consumers will bite into long-lost varieties once again. Amit Dhingra, WSU Associate Professor of Horticulture, said that the Palouse used to be the cradle for orchards. When irrigation arrived in the Columbia Basin to the southwest, the Palouse industry was decimated, but the trees survived. A century later, people are exploring abandoned orchards and reviving lost apple types nationwide. WSU Department of Horticulture's Nathan Tarlin gives an historical perspective.
In this part of the state, in Whitman County, apples were grown here 120 years ago. This was the primary place that apples were grown in the state. Orchardmen came out here from east and brought with them named varieties of apples.
The research team told me that these apples are a way to get variety and reclaim our heritage. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.